What's going on, everybody? It is Friday. Oh, man, it has been a long, long week. I am ready for the weekend. Let's do this thing. All right, listen, speaking of the weekend, let's talk about a few things that you might want to do this weekend. Number one, you might want to go to 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Why? Because it's a completely smoke-free environment. That's one of my favorite parts. I love Sammy's Restaurant and Bar. Alex, you like the duck tacos. I like the sliders. What are the salads you recommend at Sammy's?
Balsamic grilled chicken salad, yeah. Chinese chicken salad, yeah. The chopped chicken salad.
All good. All real good.
Sun-dried tomatoes.
Very nice. So you got Sammy's Restaurant and Bar, table games, blackjack, poker, smoke-free, 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. Perfect location. Be there. Good luck. Have fun. Any trouble with gambling, you call 1-800-GAMBLER, 7 Mile Casino, 7milecasino.com. Weekend. Let's talk about Torrey Holistics and let's talk about California Holistics. At Torrey Holistics right now, if you show up with a 16-ounce jar, plastic please, of peanut butter, we will give you a 1 penny pre-roll for 1 penny. You don't even have a penny. You're just getting it. So look, we've got this thing going on right now with Got Your Back San Diego. There's a lot of kids in San Diego that don't have food, especially as we head into the holidays. It's a big, big problem. Well, Torrey Holistics is trying to help solve that problem. So our promo code is Got Your Back. This is for the Got Your Back Foundation. Show up at Torrey Holistics with a 16-ounce plastic jar of peanut butter. You're getting a penny pre-roll. And while there, if you spend $75 or more, you're going to get our 20% discount by using the promo code Got Your Back. Torrey Holistics, California Holistics. Have fun this weekend. Be careful. And we'll see you guys maybe down at Wonderfront. We'll all have a good time together. Keep it on. This weekend, you might be thinking, well, I'm looking for a new car. Well, that means Penske San Diego, PenskeSanDiego.com. Make things really easy. Shop online at PenskeSanDiego.com. Alex, you were saying yesterday, this is a very addicting website because there are yes. So many different brands of cars. You could get caught up in a rabbit hole and hang out there for a couple hours. Is that right?
I can attest to that. Exactly, Scott. Mm-hmm. Me and
yeah.
Addicted.
Yeah, I understand. PenskeSanDiego.com, 12 dealerships, 9 brands, Acura, Audi, BMW, Honda, Lexus, Mini, Mazda, Mercedes, and Toyota. Pretty much anything you want, Penske San Diego has. Shop PenskeSanDiego.com. Oh, there's that website right there. Alex is
like, you know, you put the type you want, use new certified, the make, look at all the makes, the model. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just endless, bro.
Yeah, dude, that's nice. That's a nice website. Speaking of nice websites, you should go check out ours, KaplanandCrew.com. The reason I say that is because while there, click on iThrive MD. Alex has lost 20 pounds in about 12 weeks on iThrive MD's product, which is FDA approved and fully guaranteed. They guarantee you'll lose 10% of your body mass, of your body weight, over the course of a year. Now, the best part about this whole thing is that for great friends, you get the first 2 months at $299 a month, then it shoots up to $499 a month. That's what the retail is, $499 a month. So you're getting $200 in savings in the first 2 months. You're saving $400. You're losing a bunch of weight. iThrive Lean is guaranteed to help you lose weight. And we've already seen Alex lose 20 pounds over the course of 12 weeks. 858-240-1497. Hey, this week, if you're thinking, or this weekend, you're thinking about going out looking at open houses, you should call Gary Cooper, Mountain Trust Realty Services, 858-376-1299, 858-376-1299. Never make a move in real estate without talking to Gary Cooper first. He can help you buy. He can help you sell. When we come out of this recession, he can help you refinance and get yourself into a much better rate, a much more advantageous position. Never make a move in real estate without first talking to Gary. And lastly, let me mention our people at Ride One Up e-bikes, rideoneup.co/greatfriends. That's the landing page, rideoneup.co/greatfriends. Our promo code is Great Friends. You're saving $50 on your new e-bike purchases. But with certain bikes, it's up to $400 off the bike. So you could potentially save $450 off your brand new e-bike. We're getting into Thanksgiving time. It'll be December and it'll be Christmas time. You've been thinking about an e-bike for yourself. Maybe you're going to get two e-bikes for you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your girlfriend, whatever the case may be. Maybe you got a couple of kids you want to put on e-bikes. Rideoneup.co/greatfriends. You save $50 by using our promo code GREATFRIENDS and $400 savings right now on certain models during their Black Friday sale.
My model.
The model you're riding, the Limited?
Yes. Yes. Really?
Did you get out on it yesterday?
No, but I highly recommend people get this model. It's my favorite.
Really?
I think I rode like every single model. Remember we did the showcase a long time ago?
Yeah.
I think I rode every model they had. And for me, Limited was my favorite, and that's the one I ended up with.
All right, well, there you go. Hey, get out there, enjoy the outdoors. It's the perfect time of year to enjoy the weather, but you can do it on a Ride One Up e-bike, and it makes it so much fun. All right, support our sponsors. So much love to all of our sponsors for helping keep this show alive and rolling and thriving going into 2023, and thanks to all the great friends for the support. Let's get started. Hey, great friends, what's happening? It's Kaplan and crew with Grande and the Brown Man, and we're coming to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studio. And guess what today is?
Thursday.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
What, Waterfront Day.
Or Waterfront Wonderfront, Day. But you know what? It's Friday.
I'd go to Waterfront.
Oh, I'd go to Waterfront. I'd go get some of those slider burgers and crush the you-know-what out of those mother effers. Brown, are you down?
Yo, Mike, today, yeah, that sounds like something I could put up my sleeve.
Yeah, man, I'm down. I am so down. I'm down for some Waterfront slider burgers. I really am. Hey, so it's Friday afternoon. Got a big weekend ahead. Started last night with the Titans going to Green Bay and beating up on Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. We'll get into that story coming up. It'll all wrap up on Sunday night with the Chargers and the Chiefs at SoFi Stadium, and I'm looking for a Kansas City beatdown, so we'll get into that story. We've even got action in between tonight, San Diego State at New Mexico, so we'll get there as well. So we got a lot of football to get to here. And remember, today, Friday, shorter show on YouTube, shorter show for those of you that are listening on radio on 1090 because it's a football Friday. So at 5 o'clock, we hand things off to the LA Football Network and my man Ryan Dyrud, and he'll talk about everything that's going on this weekend, USC, UCLA. He'll talk about the Rams. He'll talk about the Chargers. He'll talk about the Raiders. And it's a football Friday here on 1090. So, fellas, how we feeling today on a Friday afternoon? I feel like this has been a really, really long week. And I'm looking forward to what I'm going to call adult time this weekend. And I'll see you guys probably tonight down at Wonderfront. Shout out to Ernie Hahn. I said it yesterday. I'll say it again. Things like this, a three-day festival in downtown San Diego, on what is known as the slowest weekend of the year for tourism in San Diego. Events like this don't happen without locals like Ernie Hahn. Congratulations, Ernie. Mazel tov, brother. And I'll see you down there for that Zach Brown Band show tonight. Although I've never seen Zach Brown. I only know like two of his songs, but I hear he's a lot of fun. So you guys coming out tonight or what?
Yeah, yeah, I'm down there, man. But you, I think you might be skipping over the biggest story here today. Oh. You went through a lot of stories, man. You kind of might have left out the biggest one that affects us. It hits home. It hits real close to home.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Not
Twitter
positive.
Might be over. But Twitter might be over.
Okay, you didn't give me a second to even guess. Yeah.
No.
I didn't even let us play the game.
Yeah, you didn't even let us play the game.
Yeah, yesterday.
Everybody knew what's up.
I was perusing and searching.
Whoa!
Alternative Twitters yesterday.
Perusing?
What'd you come up with?
Nothing. I think there's a wasted opportunity by tech guys to just like copy Twitter without Elon
1,000%.
Musk. 1,000%.
1,000%. We just need a what that thing Donald Trump got called? Truth Heart Social?
Oh.
We need a knockoff Truth Social.
What if we all go over
Twitter?
There? What if we all just go to Truth Social?
Well, dude, here's the thing. I kind of feel a little dumb about the whole thing, right? Like when we started Sided, we definitely thought that it was going to be a social media platform. That's how we started. That's why we built the Sided mobile app. And on iPhone, it's awesome. On Android, it's a mess right now. We don't have the time or the bandwidth or the money to even deal with it. It's not that important to us. But we started Sided thinking that people would come and they'd have a more organized conversation. They'd have a less toxic conversation, you know? And then our business sort of changed directions where we found out how hard it was to get people to download an app, and we found out how hard it was to get people to keep coming back to an app. So our business transitioned, pivoted, if you will, to become more of a business-to-business offering, where now Sided works directly with web publishers and helps the publisher actually create more money through polling and debate. But I feel like kind of a schmuck because one of the things I always argued with our tech team was what we were missing from Sided was the ability to at somebody, the ability to say, hey, at Alex Padilla, I disagree with what you're saying, blah, blah, blah. And then Alex gets a push notification and goes, oh, this guy's talking to me just like on Twitter. I should go back and talk to him. And we've never really fulfilled that person-to-person communication angle to it. And I feel like right now, maybe we should like reprioritize and make sure we get that done. Cause I think there's a real opportunity right now. Cause yesterday I was talking to somebody and I said, if Twitter were to go down, and I hope that it does, by the way,
it's just a matter of time at this point.
Yeah.
I don't hope that it does.
No, I hope that
I don't want it to.
It would significantly affect the show.
You say that, and I know that other people feel the same way. I guess from my perspective, I'm kind of finding myself rooting against Elon Musk because I find him to be such a unlikable character. But
yeah,
to go spend $44 billion on something rather than hiring professionals and saying, hey, you guys are doing a great job, but here's what we need to do. We need to make more money with this thing, man. You know, and here's some ideas that I have. And you guys do that. I'm going to be over here at Tesla and I'm going to be over here working on rockets. And you guys deal with this because you guys have been in this thing for a long time. Instead, he walks through the door. He's firing everybody. He's cursing everybody out. He's threatening people. And I thought last night, I don't know if you saw the video. There was a building across the street in San Francisco, and they were shooting words across at Twitter's headquarters. And it was like all these negative, nasty things about Elon Musk.
Space Karen.
What, say that again?
Called him a space Karen.
They called him a space Karen?
Yeah. That was my favorite. That's space funny. Karen.
That's funny. Yeah, I know what you're saying, Alex, about like about how it impacts us because we use Twitter as a marketing vehicle, as a promotional tool.
No.
Oh, how do you see it?
I mean, yes, that getting the word out obviously would affect the show. It's more of obviously you guys don't know what goes into creating that content every day. And most of it comes from Twitter. If I would say 99% of everything that we talk about on the show doesn't come from ESPN.com.
It
doesn't come from Fox Sports. It doesn't come from Yahoo, whatever.
Yeah.
It is. I never click on NFL.com. I never click on MLB.com. Like it's the most up. I think for politics and sports, it's the perfect platform because it's immediate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that goes away. And there's nowhere else to get it. Like there's like, listen, Instagram, people just make graphics with breaking news. You know, like, I don't know, like it. So I think that the how many times have we had a breaking news segment on this show and it's created a whole show?
Yeah.
So I think that would, I think for sports, it really would affect a lot of people.
Listen,
there are a couple of people out of jobs because all these sports, news breakers, the Sham Sharanias Woj is going to lose a lot of business if Twitter goes Schefter. Away.
Yeah,
Schefter,
but I will say Schefter, falling out. But Schefter as an example, and maybe it's only because I happen to follow him on Instagram. I think Schefter does a very good job of posting his breaking news to Instagram as well as Twitter.
But the format's different. It's harder to see.
I gotcha. Listen, all I'm saying is this.
Facebook's going to make a comeback. I can't believe it.
Dude, Alex, I hear what you're saying, though. A lot of people in our industry are talking about this. I'm reading a lot of industry-related like news blogs and what have you. And they're like, dude, if Twitter goes down or if Twitter changes significantly, people in our business are going to lose out on a tool, a big-time tool, for what you said, Alex. Breaking news stuff, you know, and content. And then at least from where I sit, it's more about pushing and marketing and trying to drive traffic. I mean, when we push every day, here's our YouTube show, click on it. You know, I retweet it, I say something about it, and I'm trying to circulate that on Twitter, assuming that there's a lot of people that might click on it and come listen or watch. So yeah, there's a lot that could be impacted if Twitter were to go down. But I
don't think it's going down. Here's what, like, okay, I know it looks bad right now. Yeah. I know it looks real bad right now, but I don't think I'm gullible or naive enough to understand what goes into a $44 billion acquisition, but I don't imagine putting an immediate blowtorch to it is part of the plan. I would have to assume there is some sort of like something.
There's a master plan behind all that.
I mean, come on, dude.
Let me pose a question to both of y'all. What if that was the plan?
Listen,
a $44 billion purchase to just get rid of it
when you're worth $80 billion.
No, more.
Actually. Right. I think this is where people have a hard time analyzing. What if the plan was to tank it? Because he's so rich, the $44 billion means it's nothing to him because he got another 44.
I know, but imagine having $100 and losing 50 of it, and only having 50. I know it doesn't sound the same, but when you lose half of your worth or half of your value, even though you still have another $40 billion in the bank, you're still really ultra wealthy.
What do you need another house? We all know, another boat.
One thing we know about rich guys is that they never have enough.
Yeah, but I don't think Browner. Listen, Browner, I'm going to just say this to you. I don't think you're that. I don't think your theory is crazy. I really don't.
Right.
I really do wonder if on one hand he was like, I'm going to buy this thing and I'm going to destroy this. Cause you know what? Cause you know how Elon Musk has always talked about, like, what he does is he helps society.
Right.
You know, exactly. What he has done with Tesla and electric cars is helping the world. Mm-hmm. What he has done with Starlink, for example, and utilizing it in Ukraine, okay? I'm helping the world.
Yes.
And so I know this sounds a little bit out of control and crazy, but the notion that Twitter is this insanely toxic place and it's actually bad for people, like, could he have bought it to torch it?
Yeah.
I know it sounds crazy and counterintuitive, but it's not out of the realm of possibility for me anyway.
Listen, man, there's no other explanation, because he couldn't have amassed all this wealth by being this dumb, because this is dumb. What he's doing is dumb, and he's not a dumb person. He may be weird, but he's not dumb, and this is utterly dumb what he's doing.
Yeah, but he's also
on the surface.
Right.
And I'm not defending him.
Unless the plan is to take it.
I just don't know. And I don't think anybody knows. And
I don't know.
Former employees that are coming out, and you know, they had 8,000 people there. There's 8,000 different stories of what's coming out of Twitter, and none of it sounds good. Like, no one's left Twitter and be like, yo, they're going to be fine. You know what I mean? Like, no one's saying that. But I mean, I kind of got to give the guy a benefit of the doubt for a while.
Why? Why?
Well, probably because of his track record of success.
Tesla, SpaceX, Starlink, like, literally, like, I know it's different creating something from the ground up and then coming in and taking something over. It's a totally different endeavor, but
so
I believe it when I see it. Hey, the website still works now, and they have two people working there.
So let me ask you a question.
Elon and some other guy.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. If you're giving him the benefit of the doubt,
the Benny.
Because of everything that he's done, SpaceX, like, you name it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's why what I'm saying has to be the reason. It has to be, because he's done all these other well thought out, well planned, extremely well executed things. This is not any of those other things,
but
according to
you. Hold on, but Browner, you know, when you say it has to be this, it doesn't necessarily have to be. What we may be underestimating here is that some people are so out of their minds in their own ego. Like, for example, I mean, think about Trump, right? Trump actually told a group of people, the election was stolen from me. They lied, they cheated, they did all these things. And it's all BS, but he was never going to stop selling that concept. And by the way, there are a lot of people that are buying that concept, okay?
Yeah.
And so now, because he's just such an egomaniac, it's like, I'm back for 2024. I'm back, baby. Now, with Elon Musk, he's had so much success so early in life, by the way. You know, what Tesla means to the world, what it means to the stock market. I'm going to call a quick timeout. I knew a guy here in San Diego, worked for a law firm, and honestly, he's kind of an ambulance chaser, this guy, but he chases big, fat, expensive ambulances. And he sued
luxury
Elon
ambulances?
Musk. Yeah, dude. Luxury ambulances, dude. And he sued Elon Musk for, and I wish I remembered all the details, but he was telling me this story about how he got to depose Elon Musk. And Elon Musk was so defiant in the deposition. And his answers were, Well, what have you done for the world? Mr. Lawyer who's suing me, who's an ambulance chaser looking for money. What have you done for society? Because I built Tesla and you see how many Teslas there are on the road. And you know how good that is for the environment. What have you done? Oh, and I did this and I did this. And so what I'm getting at is that Elon Musk is such a people call it a God complex. You know, he so believes that everything he does is perfect and right that there could be, Browner, rather than it has to be he's trying to burn it to the ground, it could be that he just in his own mind just believes that everything he touches turns to gold and he can treat people a certain way. He can kick people out. He can be a dick and it's all going to be great because everything already has been great. But, you know, I've seen a lot of interviews with him where he's talked about how Tesla has been on the verge of like bankruptcy and going down.
Multiple times, yeah.
Right. Like I've seen him in these kinds of interviews. I don't know if they're true or not. But I mean, this is the same guy that is the chairman of Tesla was going on to Twitter and using that platform to manipulate the stock price of Tesla and got sued for it and then got kicked out, kicked off the board, kicked out as chairman of the board because you can't do that. So I don't know what the answer is. I just know this guy, man, he spent $44 billion. I don't know if he literally wrote a check or if he financed. I don't know how that transaction goes down, but man, oh man, it is the talk of the world right now, isn't it?
It's a global platform.
I think rooting for the success of Twitter is not rooting for the success of Elon Musk. He'll never make back $44 billion. Like that's just never, Twitter wasn't making money in the first place.
Not that kind of money, no.
You know what I'm saying? So
right.
I think that I'm rooting for the platform to stay alive. But hey, we saw the death of MySpace. So it won't be the first time.
But I'm rooting for Twitter to fail. I'm rooting for Twitter to burn to the ground. I'm rooting for Twitter to no longer exist. And here's why. Number one, because I want off. And I won't get off if it's still going. I'm serious. I want off. But I don't have the discipline. I'm already too addicted to it.
What you mean you want off, dog?
I want off
you
the ride.
You don't
want
to be on it no more.
I don't want to be on it, man.
Log off.
Yeah, you
delete
say
it from your phone.
Okay,
come
listen,
on, man.
So I
that might be the craziest thing you ever said to me on this show.
Why?
You want off, but
I want off.
Delete the app, bro.
But I'm too weak.
Right.
Right.
Delete the app, bro.
Right. I'm too addicted to it, dude.
It's in your veins?
Yeah, I'm too addicted to it. So yesterday I asked a couple of people, I said, hey, so what are the other options? Because for me, when I did take a break from Twitter, I used Instagram thinking Instagram would be a better place to go. And guess what? Nah. There are dicks in Instagram as well.
Yeah.
There are people that look at your photos. Even this guy the other day, a picture of me and my daughter after she got her driver's license. This guy's taking all these shots at me. It's like, why do you do this? Like, why is this your life? You know? So there are dicks on Instagram too. I'm trying to think of like somebody told me yesterday, Discord. You guys, anybody here have Discord?
No, man, I don't have any of that.
Alex, you have
all of it is toxic, man. Twitter.
Listen,
I don't
I'm
like
on
Twitter because of politics and sports combined for me.
I'm on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. I have it, but I don't use it.
It's more for entertainment, more than like a
right,
like a form of
I have Reddit
know, knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's. I mean, I'm on Instagram, but I don't check it frequently. I use more Instagram more like a group sharing thing. Mm-hmm. Like I'm in group chats and we just send each other stupid stuff. I would say Discord. No, I'm not on it. And 4chan, 8chan, 16chan. I'm not on
4chan. I don't know what that is. I heard about it, but I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Like the thing is, we'll find a place. Somebody will make it. I'm sure. Isn't Jack Dorsey already making Twitter
again?
Yeah,
but just because it's Jack Dorsey, does that necessarily mean it's all of a sudden a guaranteed huge hit and success?
No, but I'm saying
people will go to it because he's a familiar person and he knows what to.
There's already Mastodon's the one that I've heard that people are going to, but that's a little complicated because you have to pick a server and you got to find blah 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 blah.
Dude, I'm going to talk.
Tumblr is reawakening.
I don't know that one.
Shout out to Tumblr, man.
Tumblr yesterday was the number two trend all night.
Wow.
And I think they've even changed like all their like bios to welcome back. We missed you. Let's get weird. You know, it's a Tumblr had a big resurgence last night. I joined Tumblr last night.
I don't know. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to talk to my dev guys and go, fellas, I know that we've put on the back burner this whole mentions thing, but I actually think that Alex, if you post a debate on Sided,
you need to get away from debates.
Well, I don't disagree. I mean, I think we're more into polling than we are into debating now.
Now's the window. If you are a software company and a platform that you run, any of these type of people, look at what's happening. This is your window. Your window will never be larger than this to capitalize, because this way you still have contact with the actual stream to get them to your stream. Guys hate Twitter, come over to this.
We need to invent a public diary. That's what Twitter is. It's a diary of thoughts.
Yeah, but like when you post a question the other day that says, you know, should the Lakers do this or that, you know, when people respond to that, if there's no way to at them,
direct respond to people,
right? If there's no way to actually communicate to somebody, hey, I disagree with you, or hey, I agree with you, and there's no way to get a notification, then there's not one-on-one communication available.
Get somebody on the phone and start yelling like one of your kids did something wrong in the house. Fix this. This is the window, bro. You could be the next Twitter.
I don't know. Well, listen, hey, I'll tell you what, download the Sided app. Everybody's looking for something new. Download Sided Debates. I know that's what it's still called. Sided Debates for Apple iPhone, or go to Sided.co. All right, listen, we're in the 7 Mile Casino studio, 7milecasino.com. We talked about Twitter, which is the story that the world is talking about. But let's get into some NFL football, some college football, just getting rolling. This is Kaplan and crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios. Hey, great friends. It is Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and crew. It's Grande, Brown Man. It's all of you guys, everybody who's watching on YouTube. Oh, by the way, let me just say this. Alex, I don't know if you saw this or not last night. We said yesterday, at the very end of the podcast portion of the show. Now, there's the radio side, which is on 1090. Mm-hmm. There's the TV side, which is on Channel 4 San Diego and others, other affils along the network here with Cox Your View. But we said to all the YouTube viewers yesterday, if you're a hardcore great friend, you're going to stay till the very end of the show. So what happens is we sign off radio, and we actually have an additional segment that airs on YouTube and audio podcast. We said, if you're watching at the end of the YouTube show, that makes you a hardcore great friend. And it also means you're getting an invitation to December 17th on the Yacht America with Next Level Sailing. Captain Fathom and Captain Troy Sears are going to be our host that day. Did you look at the comment section on YouTube?
I did. Mm-hmm. I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was the guys and people that you wanted.
That's exactly right. I wanted the Tommy Tommies, the Christian Hogans, Joe Rigbys.
Don't hand it to Tommy Tommy.
The Julian. Well, he's coming no matter what. Oh, Juliana.
Hand it to Tommy Tommy so easily. Well,
who was on the comment section yesterday at YouTube at the very end of the show?
I have a list. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay.
But I did get hit up by our fantasy football commissioner. He wants in. He listens every day. And I told him, you're in, dog. So JD is in.
Oh, JD D'Ocampo sure is in.
D'Ocampo is in.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have
you know that I actually sent an outbound email to one of our great friends and said, hey, I've reserved two spots for you, pal. You know, let me know if you're in or not.
Who's that?
I mean, that's how much I want this December 17th on the Yacht America to be really family. I want it to be people that we know. I want it to be people that are ambassadors to our brand. That's what I want December 17th to be.
JD D'Ocampo is numero one. And then we have Joe Rigby, Christian Hogan, mm-hmm. Ismael Morales.
Obviously.
Always in the chat.
Yeah.
Juliana says she'll be at the tailgate.
Okay.
Bernard Thompson.
The man.
Neil.
Of course.
Al Long.
Al Long in the house.
And Joe Cabral.
Oh, Joseph Cabral is the man.
Those are the, how many is that? Eight?
Those are the first invitees.
I didn't participate too much in the chat yesterday, but I was sitting here working and I was laughing at them because they have come up with something called the Great Friends Awards. Who is the great friend of the year?
Mm-hmm.
And I chimed in. I was like, well, I got my personal great friend of the year because he just does so much for me.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knew, like, everybody was like, well, Joe Rigby, obviously, Joe Rigby. And I was like, mm-hmm. dude, he's the show consigliere. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like,
right.
he can't win Great Friend of the Year because he kind of works for us, you know?
He works not for us, with us.
Yeah. He works with us, for us, for free. So,
yeah.
Joe Rigby. And then so I think the Great Friend Awards, especially for the Chatlins, would be something hilarious.
I actually think this, though. You ready? I was thinking that we would do the Great Friends Awards on the Yacht America. And I thought that if we could come up with categories, you know, like maybe 5 or 6 categories of Great Friends of the Year, I thought that would be an awesome thing to do. And we could do it while there on the Yacht America. What do you guys think?
I wish there was like YouTube does so many analytics, but they don't do analytics for chat. Like there's mm-hmm. nothing about chat. Mm-hmm. And I wish there was to see like who is the most, who has left the most comments on chat, you know?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
that guy Hugh, who's like a little pot stirrer. There's this dude like Boss Jose who comes in and drops all the MAGA stuff real quick on everybody.
Yeah.
And, but they're always there. You know what I'm saying? Even if you don't agree with what there's like, Hugh is there all day.
He's, yeah.
But I wish there was a way to see like, this Christian, is Neil the most chatter? You know, is he the most chatty Cathy?
Yeah.
I would love to see that. There's just nowhere I can find it.
I know. Well, listen, the boat trip is December 17th. The first about 10 spots or so are already spoken for. So just keep tuning in and we're going to let you know. But if you're a hardcore great friend, if you're part of the inner circle and you know who you are and you want to be there, just stay with us. We'll tell you how to get in.
From a guy, I don't know who this is, Thomas Gentry, who said, mm-hmm. Browner calling someone racist? Sure. I have no idea what that's in reference to. I already forgot yesterday's show.
But. Yeah, we were talking about something. Oh, yesterday when I asked Browner if anybody was on Telegram, he's like, you mean that racist one?
Yeah.
Right. Hey, one last thing before we get into, I want to talk about Manny Machado first before we even get into football stuff today. Alex last night sends me a text and I was hysterical laughing. I don't know why I didn't think about this, but it was so funny, dude. As we move into December and the holiday season, Alex, I don't know where you came up with this yesterday, but the new merch drop that you just did, where'd that come from?
Well, I wanted to do an ugly Christmas sweater because that's kind of in right now, but I don't have the bandwidth to do it right now to design a whole ugly Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
So I just went on Spreadshop. I'm like, they have to have some stuff on there that's holiday related. And they did. So I just did what they had. Some this holiday so PJs in red or green, a little Santa hat that I need to order so I could have it for the boat party, mm-hmm. and stockings.
Okay. And I sent these to my daughters. And what do you suppose they said back to me?
Buy us some.
Oh, pay for them.
They said, can you also make those in Slay Queen?
No, I'm not doing any Slay Queen. That's not selling. I knew it wouldn't sell. And it's nothing is selling. No, there's no Slay Queen being sold. So no, Kaplan's.
Yeah, I understand. Hey, listen, Bill Hagan, you know that Bill Hagan yesterday sent us a text and said, can you guys put the 1090 logo on the Slay Queen t-shirts? Because he wants to send it to his daughter, who's a student at San Diego State, and she wants to spread it around to her sorority sisters. But I feel like an idiot. Because I was the one that pushed hard on the Slay Queen t-shirts, and my daughters have completely let me down.
Did you buy some?
Mm-mm-mm.
I haven't bought any yet. No.
We've sold three. We've sold, I don't mind saying it. We've sold 3 Slay Queen shirts.
Okay. Okay. Probably Juliana. Who else would have bought a Slay Queen t-shirt? Molly. You know?
All
Joe Rigby probably bought. Joe Rigby probably bought Joe for $3. Probably,
honestly, because it's an order. Actually, it's an order of 4, all from the same order. Probably Joe Rigby.
Yeah. Probably got, you know, for all the ladies in his life.
Yeah. Yeah. We
sold it's still 20%
none
off.
None of it's Slay Queen.
Wait, you sold what yesterday?
We sold some stuff yesterday, but none of it's Slay Queen.
Hey, look, I'll just say this. Right now it's 20% off. I'm going to be buying a bunch of those Slay Queen t-shirts for my daughters.
No.
But I'm going to push. Okay. I know. I don't.
I'm going to cancel your order.
I don't disagree with you, man. I think it shouldn't be me.
No, it should not be you.
I agree.
This needs to be from Boise and from New Orleans. I'm calling them out by name. Jillian, Jaden, get it together.
Okay.
I was promised sororities.
Yep. I'm telling these girls right now.
Are we not, Browner?
Yeah.
Did I not?
I'm on your side.
Did I say this shirt would not sell?
True.
Listen, I love Juliana, but she might be the only woman that listens to the show.
Well, no, that's two. Well, actually.
Oh, my mom.
I will tell you. I'm going to tell you right now. I know at least 5 women who listen to this show.
I mean, I know there are. I'm making an exaggeration.
Are they at least five women? Are those 5 women like?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I know what you're about to say.
Here's this phone. Here's this one. They all 5 of them listen. They all got different phone numbers for me.
Browner, the better the phone, the better the side piece.
Ooh.
Like,
the newer,
so
the,
like,
phone, no, that's, the newer the size.
The iPhone 7 gets like the low, like, I guess it's 3 in the morning on a Saturday. Like,
I would say,
is there a ranking system?
If you have, no, here's the key. If you have more than one number, that's probably more important, because the max you can get is 2. So if you get 2 numbers, you get both numbers, then you square. You lead in the power rankings if you get 2 numbers.
Damn.
My daughter just said to me, she goes, wait a second, Alex is calling me out by name on radio. First and last name. I said, yeah, first and last name.
And school.
And she told me I'm broke AF right now.
Which
one's
this?
You know what I said? This is Jillian.
Okay.
This is a kid, this is a child, a young woman who will never ask me for money. Just never will ask for money. And when I say to her, Jillian, why, if you tell me you're broke, why don't you ask me for money? She's like, oh no, Dad, I don't want to ask you for money. Because she has like 2 jobs. One is as a nanny. One is working in a gym. Minimum wage, I think, in Boise is like $11. So you need to work a lot to make a little, you know?
Right.
And so so I'm going to send her money and then tell her to go buy those shirts. In fact, I'm going to say to her, if I send money, will you buy shirts?
I'm calling her out.
Yeah, Dad.
Not specifically for her to buy 10 shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling her out to show the
university. The Sigma Phi, whatever they call it.
The Alpha Phi. Kappa, Sigma, yeah. Beta, Sigma,
what's
Sigma,
the,
Sigma.
What's the name of her sorority?
I don't know.
Listen, come on, Pops. You was in there drinking
beer.
Yeah,
but I don't know the name of it.
Put it on Instagram. Listen, I know she's on Instagram.
Yep. All right. I'm going to do this. I'm all over these young ladies. All right. Let me do this.
Jaden doesn't get a pass either.
Say that again?
Jaden don't get no pass either.
Oh, no. Jaden's getting her. She goes to school with all the, the muckety-muck kids, you know?
Whoa. Whoa.
The Solana Beach of
what
New
does
Orleans?
That mean?
No, I would say the Beverly Hills, the Long Island, you know.
Oh, then they need to be ordering 2 apiece.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Okay, let me do this. Let me just say very briefly, before we move into this Manny Machado story, I want to just invite everybody to go to this website. It's PenskeSanDiego.com, P-E-N-S-K-E, PenskeSanDiego.com. The reason I ask you to go there is because there are 12 Penske auto dealerships around San Diego, and they have 9 different brands of brand new cars: Acura, Audi, BMW, Honda, Lexus, Mini, Mazda, Mercedes, and Toyota. Now, Alex has told us that he and Mar, who have 2 cars and an e-bike, they're going to downsize to 1 car with the e-bike. And Alex apparently is addicted now to PenskeSanDiego.com, trying to figure out what he's going to do. Why is that?
Because I want a new car. I want a bigger car. I want a car with a third row. I want a car that I don't really care how it is on gas, because we don't drive that much anyways. I am addicted to the idea of getting a big car. I've been in a small car my whole life as a big man, and I need a big car now.
Mm. Okay. And so you're sitting
as
here
I get smaller,
Pensky
my car gets bigger.
Hey, listen, as you get smaller, your bike's going to go faster. I promise you that too.
Yeah, true.
All right. Okay. So go to PenskeSanDiego.com if you're planning on buying or leasing a new car. Great family, obviously. I mean, you know the brand name, and 12 dealerships around town. Okay, let's go into this. Let's start off with Manny Machado. We'll get into football as we go on. So yesterday, the National League MVP was announced, and I don't know that it was any shock to anybody that Paul Goldschmidt won the National League MVP. I would say the win, if you will, for the Padres organizationally is that Machado, at the very least, finished second. It's not like a game where you win or you lose. It's an honor to be a finalist, to have the baseball world acknowledge what kind of a great season you had. Look, could I sit here today and go on air and, you know, kvetch and complain and go, Manny Machado should have won. How dare they, you know, because you had Goldschmidt and Arenado and you had 2 guys who are finalists from the same team. Hey, guess what? Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts finished 4th and 5th. So there were 2 guys on the Dodgers. There were 2 guys on the Cardinals. And here's what we know that everybody else in baseball should know. Manny Machado carried the Padres on his back. And if you really, really dug into it, the fact that Tatis was hurt in the early part of the season, the fact that Machado actually got hurt and then rushed back and then produced, even though there was a little down point. Then the whole trade for Soto, and Soto doesn't really, really come in here swinging the way he was expected to. And then there was the Tatis suspension. And throughout all of this, Manny Machado was the constant that very frankly carried the Padres all season long. I think we hoped that the two Cardinals would take votes from one another and then Machado could sneak in. But the reality is Goldschmidt was much more deserving than Arenado, statistically speaking. And so instead of everybody voting for one or the other Cardinals, they really voted for the top Cardinal. All right, Alex, take us through Goldschmidt versus Machado.
I mean, statistically, Goldschmidt had better stats throughout. 317 average for Goldschmidt to 298 of Machado, 35 home runs for Goldschmidt, 32 for Machado, 115 RBIs for Goldschmidt, 102 RBIs for Machado, OPS first in all of baseball for Goldschmidt, third for Machado. So I just think that there was a statistically, when you look at it, yeah, Goldschmidt deserves the award for putting up the better statistics. But my argument will always be, and Scott, you said it, Betts and Freeman finished fourth and fifth. They canceled each other out. Why didn't Goldschmidt and Arenado cancel each other out? When you look at the top five guys, one guy did it by himself. One guy got his team to the playoffs by himself. You want to talk about the trade deadline? You want to bring up the trade deadline? All three guys that won, you know, Silver Sluggers did it because they did well before they got here. None of the three guys had better numbers when they got to San Diego than when they were elsewhere. Machado literally carried this team for 162 games into the playoffs, into the NLCS. So I think that if you really want to get numbery about it, sure, Goldschmidt deserved it. But if you want to put it all in context, Manny Machado was by far, not even close, the most valuable player to any team in baseball this year.
I'm not going to argue it. But at the same time, I don't know that I need to come on the air, or any of us need to come on the air today and be like offended. Didn't we kind of know that this was going to happen?
Yeah.
We were hoping that the two Cardinals would cancel each other out and that Manny would sneak in. But in reality, for people that aren't watching carefully and aren't considering the bigger story, those same people are just doing this. What's his batting average? How many RBIs? How many home runs? How many of this? What's his WAR? And all they're doing is, and I can't believe Browner doesn't have the goggles on right now. All they're doing is nerding out on the numbers. Beep, bop, beep, bop, beep, boop, bop, beep, boop, boop.
I won't give the nerd glasses any type of lift because of this situation. They don't deserve it. They don't deserve it because this wasn't about, I mean, it was about numbers. That's what the award is totally based on. But the people who were voting on this clearly did not understand the circumstances that surrounded the Padres all year. They couldn't have, because he basically did this by himself. There was no one else lifting the heavy weight but him. But him. So the idea that two guys from one team were in the top three, and then two guys from another team were in the top six, if I'm not mistaken, and then it's him. And somehow he didn't get enough first place votes. Because I'm looking at the votes. The first place votes is what I'm looking like. Wait, what?
All right, let's take a look at this. While you're talking about this, we'll put this stuff on the screen. Go ahead. So Goldschmidt had 22 first place votes. Manny had 7. Arenado had 1. And Freddie Freeman and Mookie Betts didn't get any. So what is the complaint there, Browner?
That if you were a baseball writer and you looked at Paul Goldschmidt and what he meant to the Cardinals, and you looked at Manny Machado, what he meant to the Padres, and then you also melted in the numbers with that, I don't see how Goldschmidt got more first-place votes than Manny.
Because if you take Manny off, I'll explain it. I'll explain it real simply for you.
What's on the list?
What are you saying? You're saying that it's a San Diego issue?
Yep.
See, to me, I just feel like these guys don't put time and energy into considering things. They simply look at the numbers. That's it. Like if you look at Goldschmidt versus Machado, and Alex, I know you've had the slide up for a second. If you could put it back up for one more minute. If you look at these two.
I would also like to see where those first place votes came from geographically.
Okay, but if you just look at these numbers, Goldschmidt has the better batting average. Goldschmidt hit more home runs. Goldschmidt had.
More.
Yeah, but I'm just saying more. I mean, it doesn't matter if it's one more or if it's 10 more. I mean, he just had more. Goldschmidt had more RBIs. Goldschmidt was, you know, had a better OPS. I don't know down at the bottom, Alex.
The WAR, I don't know where Machado's went. He has a 6.8 to 7.8.
All right. So, but bottom line is, these guys who vote on this kind of stuff, they don't watch. They don't consider. Listen, it's no different than the Heisman Trophy. You know how many people have Heisman Trophy votes that barely watch college football?
That's bad.
Well, let's just get even more generic about it. Let's not just like they don't watch Padres baseball. Who's staying up to a 7 p.m., a 10 p.m. start time? Let's not forget. They don't like Manny Machado. Let's not forget that. Let's not forget that. People do not like Manny Machado. And writers put in their own belief. I mean, look at the Hall of Fame. Same dudes. They don't like Roger Clemens. They don't like Barry Bonds. And regardless of whatever the facts or numbers tell you, they're not going to vote for him. Same thing with Manny Machado. Manny Machado can win the Triple Crown, and they forced, like Aaron Judge, forced to vote for the guy. And some still may not do it.
I think this is also the year, this is the most visible that I can remember the Padres ever being from a national perspective.
Mm-hmm. But for all the wrong reasons.
I think that, but nonetheless, in a situation like this, visibility matters, because I think that's how he got in the top three, because of visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire thing just makes me realize why I don't pay attention to these awards to begin with, because maybe I'm in the bubble and I watch too much Manny Machado and not enough Goldschmidt. But again, when another guy from your team is third on the list, clearly you didn't mean that much to them. They could have done okay without you.
Yeah, but I think all three of us are making the same point. When you have two Dodgers in the top five and you have two Cardinals in the top five, that means you have two MVP caliber players, and the Padres should have two caliber MVP players. They should have Machado and Soto, or they should have Machado and Tatis. But the fact is, Tatis didn't play. We know that. Soto didn't perform quite as expected, and Machado by himself put this team on his back, and unfortunately, nationally, he doesn't get rewarded or recognized for that. But listen, second place, is anybody really surprised? I don't think anybody's surprised. So
No. But I can't wait to next year when they say he didn't win the award because he's got Soto and Tatis.
Yeah. All right, hold on. We can go deeper into this. Stick around. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios and want to get to a bunch of NFL. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown. Hey, great friends. It's Friday afternoon. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man coming to you from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. What a great place to go this weekend. If you're coming to the Wonderfront Festival in downtown San Diego, you might want to stop by 7 Mile Casino. It's only 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego. Sammy's Restaurant and Bar, which is Sammy's Woodfire Pizza on one side of the casino. Blackjack Poker Table Games on the other side of the casino. 7 minutes south of downtown San Diego in a smoke-free environment on the beautiful Bay of Chula Vista. Come on down. Have some fun. Good luck. Be a winner at 7 Mile Casino. And if you have any problems with gambling, you call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, guys. Any more meat on the bone on the Manny Machado thing? Or you guys feel like we've kind of gotten that off our chests?
No, dude. I'm just telling you. Next year, that's going to be the complaint about why he shouldn't win it is because he's got Soto and he got Tatis. Watch.
Yeah, but dude, that assumes, by the way, that Machado next year has this kind of a season, which hopefully he will. And by the way, can I just say one thing?
I think it'll be better.
Maybe, but I just want to say one thing. Who cares? Like in the end, who cares?
Browner cared a lot last year.
I know he did. He thought Tatis should have won. He thought it would have been a really big deal for the Padres as an organization.
Yes.
But
it's an organization.
But I'll just say this. When I say who cares, like I hear these discussions all the time about like the NBA MVP or the NFL MVP. Who cares? Meaning, I don't care if Manny Machado would have won the MVP this year. It would have been very nice, good for him, excellent individual honor, nice for the organization, great for the city, etc. But it's a team game about winning. And the Padres got further this year that at any point, at least for me personally, in my 20-plus years in San Diego, I've seen them get to the divisional round. I've seen them make it to the postseason a couple times prior to this season. But those weren't good teams, and they weren't going anywhere. This team this year, so excited and electrified this city at the right time. When we got to September, they needed to pick it up, and they did. and then to beat the Mets, which shocked a lot of people, to then beat the Dodgers, which shocked the world, and then to battle against the Phillies. I mean, as a team, they did great things, and I want them as a team to do bigger and better. I don't really care about the individual honor part of it.
In 2020, when the Lakers won in the bubble, I cannot tell you who won MVP. I'm assuming it's either Steph Curry or Giannis. I have no idea. In 2011, when the Lakers beat the Celtics, I have no idea who won MVP that year. But I'll tell you, I will remember Game 7 against the Celtics and winning that championship. This year, when I remember 2022 for the San Diego Padres, I will remember being there on Saturday and beating the Dodgers. I will remember making it to the NLCS. Am I going to remember Paul Goldschmidt was the MVP? Probably not.
Nope.
Not for me. I can't even tell you who the MVP of the NFL was last year. Mm-mm. I literally cannot tell you.
Might it have been Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers, wasn't it?
Might it have been Aaron Rodgers last year?
I think it was.
Probably it was Cooper Cup, right?
He was the MVP of the Super Bowl.
Offensive MVP?
Maybe he was. I mean, but that's the whole point.
That's my point.
Yeah, right. That's the point.
Yeah. And hey, would the Packers have traded in that MVP and for scoring some touchdowns against the 49ers? Yeah, probably.
Well, absolutely. This is a great transition, by the way.
He probably wouldn't have.
I mean,
because he got $250 million.
Right before kickoff, I was like, hey, who's the Thursday night football game? Like, that's how like my head is spinning, that I wasn't really even paying attention barely.
Yeah.
I wound up watching this game last night. I think Tennessee is one of these teams that we don't really think of as being a real contender, because I know personally, I don't watch them closely enough. I don't think people believe in Ryan Tannehill. And I just,
nor should they.
I think Ryan Tannehill is I think he's a better quarterback than people think. And I know he's a better quarterback than I ever expected, because I can tell you guys this. There was a game years ago, the Chargers were hosting the Dolphins here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. And we went in to do a CBS like sit down with, you know, all the different people from the Dolphins at the time. And I want to say, you have to check me on this, but I think Tannehill was like in his early part of his career. And I think Nick Saban may have been the head coach of the Dolphins at the time. This is how far back we're talking. And I remember walking out of that meeting, and I think I looked at Rich Gannon and I went, you see this guy Tannehill right here, Rich? This guy don't got it. He don't have what it takes. He doesn't have the attitude. He doesn't have the stature. He doesn't have what an NFL quarterback is really made of. And Ryan Tannehill has surprised the hell out of me, man. He has improved as a player when he left Miami and went to Tennessee, and he's got a running game. He's got some decent wide receivers. I just think we look at Tennessee kind of, at least the way I am, kind of the way I look at like Seattle this year. Like, I don't really, really believe in them, you know?
Well, nobody believed in them last year, too. They were the one seed.
And look what happened. They coughed it up.
There's a formula for success. I think we all agree. We will all agree that they have a formula for success.
Yeah.
In their three losses, they have lost to three good teams. They lost to the Giants, who are good. They lost to the Bills, who are good. And lost to the Chiefs, who are good. They got blown out by the Bills. Other than that, they were really close games. But the Titans have a recipe for success. Don't fall behind by two touchdowns. Don't make Ryan Tannehill win you the game. Run the hell out of the ball. Control the – in the second quarter, they had a 11-minute drive that ended on a stoppage at the two-yard line by Derek, who they went for it on fourth down. That is their key for success. Keep the other team off the field, control the clock, and just run the ball. And a lot of times they're able to do it because they're that good at doing that.
Green Bay's not good. Like, there's a lot of conversation about what's going on with them, and they're not good. And so what the Titans were able to do to them is what basically every – you said any throws Aaron Rodgers missed last night?
Well, yeah. And as you say they're not good, Alex, put up on the screen the – if you don't mind.
My pleasure, Scott.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sure it is. I mean, look at these numbers here, Brown. They're middle of the pack.
Love to see it.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
15th in yards per game passing. 17th in passing yards.
Per game.
Yeah, their total yards is their 15th.
I think rushing the big one is the 14th. Points per game. When you have an Aaron Rodgers, you're expecting a high-powered offense. They are 26th in the league in points per game. 26th.
Here's a question.
Well, look at the last one. Just look at the last one real quick. Turnovers. When you are -4 in turnovers and you're 27th in the league, This is an old school thing that Marty Schottenheimer used to say all the time, and I subscribe to it. 80% of the time, if you win the turnover battle, you win the game. 80% of the time. These guys are minus four. They're 27th in the NFL in turnovers. Look at their record.
Yeah.
Would you guys play Jordan Love now?
Not yet, but almost.
At what point do you play Jordan Love?
I think when you get blown out next week.
But statistically, they appear to be out of contention, yeah, which I don't believe that.
But not officially.
Right.
I don't think they'll do that to Aaron Rodgers until they won't officially.
I don't think they'll do it to Aaron Rodgers unless Aaron Rodgers says, yes,
yep,
I'm willing to sit.
Yeah.
No problem. Yep. I'm willing to sit. Let Jordan Love play. Let him take these hits. There's no reason for me to play anymore. If Aaron Rodgers says it's okay, they would consider it. But if Aaron Rodgers gets pissed off and says, no, I'm playing, I'll see this thing through till the end. If they bench him,
let's get weird for a second.
I don't see it.
Let's get weird for a second. They play the Eagles on Sunday night next Sunday. That is a tough game for them. That's a tough game for anybody.
Very tough game.
And then, as much as I talk trash about the Bears, they play the Bears after that. And Bears Justin Fields can score right now. Whatever they're doing, that dude can score. And then it's a bye week. If they go 0-2 and you have a bye week, why not?
Dude, I don't disagree with you.
I don't know the cap and the dead money and can they let go of Rodgers? Can they trade Rodgers? I don't know any of that. I don't know any of the cap stuff. That's too complicated for me. But as a what do we got in Jordan Love kind of thing?
Well, and also
what better opportunity than at that point?
But again, last night, I don't know if you guys were watching this. The game was on Amazon Prime. So there was also the LeBron James, takeoff on the Manning cast. Did you guys know about this?
Yeah.
Oversaturation is the word I'm starting to use with LeBron.
Well, the other part of it is
getting ready for the next part of his career, dog.
But the other part of LeBron, it's like, dude, you talk about blatantly ripping something off. I mean, there's nothing new and creative about what LeBron did, other than I expect everybody who follows me to turn me on. And here's my two boys. So they're going to be here also. And then I'm going to start interviewing people like the Mannings do. And I didn't watch it, but I saw on social media today, there's a part of the game where LeBron is talking and he says something to this effect. He says, if you're an organization and you have a generational talent like Aaron Rodgers, why would you not surround him with the right pieces? And one of his buddies, I don't remember which one it was, Maverick Carter, or who's the other guy?
Whoever Paul Rivera said it.
Yeah. Paul Rivera says, and I don't know who Paul Rivera is, but Paul Rivera says to him, hey, LeBron, are you
the guy who said the British were coming?
He said, what?
That's the guy who said the British are coming.
No, that's Paul Revere.
Oh,
funny though.
Very good. Very good. If I would have said that, by the way, everybody would be like, oh, dad joke, old guy. But I liked it, Browner. Mm-hmm. But Rivera says, hey, LeBron, are we talking about the Packers or are we talking about the Lakers? So like LeBron was definitely taking his shot at the Lakers, but talking about the Packers.
Again.
Yeah.
Look, man, I love LeBron James and what he's done off the court. I love LeBron James as a man and what he represents for the community. I don't want to hear him watch a football game. A basketball game, yes. I would love to hear him watch a college basketball game in that same format because he knows the real X's and O's. He can see things the average person can't see. I don't want to sit and watch him watch a football game. I don't. I'm good. I'll pass.
I don't know how many people were watching it. I don't know. But it definitely
did love. I did love Jalen Ramsey calling him out for capping all the time.
Oh,
he's like, bro, you're always capping. Twitter be calling you out all the time, dude.
What's capping?
Like, I take Jalen Ramsey and I just put him as a spy. Mm-hmm. I go one cover, and Jalen Ramsey's like, bro, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
what is capping?
You know what's meaning you're about on the internet?
Lying.
Capping means, yeah, not telling the truth.
Well, what is Jalen Ramsey calling LeBron out for? What is LeBron doing by capping?
For this,
he lies all the time.
It's an ongoing meme.
Oh,
right.
It's an ongoing meme that LeBron is like, well, I knew about Steph Curry before he was at Dayton,
right?
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So
because he does that,
but he does that. Everybody's baby bronze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he takes credit for everything. And awesome. Yesterday, I think he was talking about how he said, I swear Sean McVay stole my idea about the defense because I see him running the defense I told him about, or something like that, or something on Madden.
Yeah,
I don't know,
something to that effect. Yeah.
All right, well, this all gets back.
I love the idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't love the cast that they had on, just because I don't.
I agree,
but I love the idea.
You mean like Jamie Foxx? You mean like the guests that they had on? Jamie Foxx, Rob Lowe, Jalen Ramsey.
I don't like the main guy doing it.
LeBron
and Maverick Carter.
Yeah,
that's all.
All right,
I like the idea. I mean, dude, one of the biggest regrets of my life is not having any sort of platform in 2010 when I came up with this idea and told my friends about. Like, you know what, dude? It'll be dope. It'll be dope if it was on HBO. It's like if they just got like Bill Burr, because I was like really big on the Bill Burr podcast at the time. Mm-hmm. I was like, what if they got like Bill Burr and like some other people at the time, and they just put them in a room on HBO and they watched games, and then we just watched them watching games. And now everybody does it. And I wish I had any sort of influence at the time.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you this. I used to say to Billy Ray all the time, back in the old days, I'd say, you know what we should do? We should try and become a play-by-play team where we're more of just our radio show while watching the game. Mm-hmm. And I always said that I loved the idea that a Dennis Miller joined Monday Night Football at one time, a Tony Kornheiser joined Monday Night Football at one time. Like they had sort of an outside the box. Say again, bro.
A comedic feel, like an entertainment only portion of the call.
Dennis Miller was the comedic part. Tony Kornheiser was more opinionist part. All I'm saying is that I would say to Billy Ray back in the day, dude, if you and me, because you have the credentials as a former NFL linebacker and we have the chemistry as a radio broadcast team, if you and me were calling a game just like we're talking on the radio, but it's just like people are tuning in, but we're watching a game. Hey, listen, I think that one time, remember that time we all did the Monday Night Football game where the Chargers, I don't remember who they lost to, but it was me, you two guys, Billy Ray, Linda, and I think Heath Bell, everybody. Heath Bell. Yeah. Everybody was in the house. We were all watching the game. In fact,
the wrestler was there.
Oh, Anthony Idol.
Anthony Idol was there.
Paul Revere.
Just to give you an example, Alex, seriously, no joke. Yesterday you were talking about, you know, more content on YouTube, just an idea. But if we all, the three of us, decided to watch the Chiefs Chargers on Sunday night together, just like we are right now, and you're not seeing the game, we're watching it. And everybody else is hearing us talk about the game, but they're watching it too. I think we could have huge numbers because I see people doing this all the time.
I agree.
You're doing it for your audience. It's an opportunity. It's just another opportunity to grow your audience in a different viewing, in a different way.
Let me ask you guys a question. Support. Would you guys, now I don't know if I'm going to be Sunday night. I may be down at Wonderfront watching Gwen Stefani.
But I'll be driving back from Rockstar. So I'm out on Sunday.
Yeah, this Sunday is not going
to happen. That's a great game to do it for. But yeah, I'm out.
All right. Me too. All right, here's Aaron Rodgers. Get back to the storyline. Here's what Aaron Rodgers had to say after the game and the Packers, who look like they are toast for this season.
Well, let me put it in context.
Yeah.
Because this was like chef's kiss to any other NFC North fan.
Mm-hmm.
They were getting booed last night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, by the way.
Free agent rookie out of Rutgers, Rodgers. Deep down the left sideline, and nothing happening there. Lazard covered by Avery. And this crowd is not used to performances like this.
It's not often you get booed. What's it like hearing those? Not you personally, but as a group.
Interesting. Best I can give you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love it.
I know, right?
Oh man. That's the thing about athletes. I never will be, never have been in their shoes. But I can imagine, like, dude, we've had 15 years of success here because of me. And now we're bad for 1 year and you guys are booing me. Like, yeah. I can understand that mentality.
Yeah.
But as a fan, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
You quit on us, you threaten retirement. You refuse to participate. You refuse to participate in any sort of OTA or minicamp. You refuse to be there for your receivers. You threw everybody under the bus 4 weeks ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Here's the other thing. Aaron Rodgers, for everything you just said, here's the reality. They won a Super Bowl, the Green Bay Packers, I want to say in 2009. You could check me on that.
10.
Ten.
It's the Steelers.
McCarthy was still there.
Yeah. Mike McCarthy's the coach. Aaron Rodgers. It was a crazy year for those guys because they had a lot of injuries and they battled through and they kept adding guys from the streets and it was an amazing run.
The first one in Dallas.
So it was the first. Can you say it again?
Super Bowl. The first Super Bowl in Dallas.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. I remember being. Yeah, I forgot who was playing, but I remember the ice storm that we were in that year. Yeah. Okay, so here's.
Oh, I remember that.
Here's my point. If you're Derek Carr and you're the Raiders and you've been a starter for 10 years and you haven't sniffed the Super Bowl, it's time to move on from that quarterback. By the same token, if you're Aaron Rodgers and you haven't been to a Super Bowl in 12 or 13 years, why the heck do they continue to go with this guy? Now,
come on.
Here's what I'm saying. I said a couple of years ago, I would be out of the Aaron Rodgers business by now. 2009 season, 2010 Super Bowl. They keep paying him and he keeps winning games, but he's not getting to the Super Bowl. He's losing NFC championship games at home. My only point is that after 10 years after a Super Bowl, maybe, especially when you've already drafted a quarterback in the first round because you've prepared for the future, maybe it's time. Hey, by the way, same goes for Drew Brees because Brees won the Super Bowl the following year and Brees kept with the Saints for 10 more years. And even though they got to NFC title games and they got deep into the playoffs, they never got back to the Super Bowl. So it's no different than if you're Philip Rivers and you have 10 or 12 years and you never get to the Super Bowl versus I won one and it's been 12 years later and I haven't been back. It's time to move on. It's time to rebuild.
I can't rock with that.
Can't get down with that, huh?
That is crazy talk. You know how hard it is to find a quarterback and you're just going to dump him because he can't win the Super Bowl?
No, I'm going to rebuild my team.
Well, I think there was
my team and spend money in other places. That's what I'm going to do.
I don't necessarily agree with Scott.
Wow.
Just because I've seen this guy kick the NFC North's ass for so long. Like,
for decades.
But I would say I think the Packers were heading that way when they drafted Jordan Love. They didn't expect Aaron Rodgers to go back-to-back MVPs, though. You know?
Right.
I think that's – they kind of got stuck. I think I understand what you're saying, Scott. I totally rock with what you're saying normally.
I understand what you're saying.
I just don't think in this particular situation they could get out of it because he won MVPs back to you. Imagine the fan. I mean, now it's easier to say, but you imagine that fan base, like where they see him pushing Rodgers out after back to back MVPs. Like, yeah,
here's the perfect scenario.
They weren't able to do it, is the bottom line.
What you're saying
is happening in Seattle. Like, it's literally what you're saying is literally playing out in Seattle. They traded a guy who was their franchise face and also a pain in the ass for picks and to build around young players in a draft class, younger, cheaper players. It's working in Seattle, but people are looking at it still going, I don't know. And the Broncos and Russell Wilson suck.
Well,
yeah, I think at the time, everybody in Seattle, because I have Seahawks fan friends, they're like, what are we doing? Like, honestly, we're going to go with Drew Locke. It's easier to say right now, but in the moment, right, that's a really difficult decision for Seattle to do that.
But you don't have a head coach there like Pete Carroll, who has also been a part of the winning. This is what happened in New England.
But
Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and Tom Brady split.
Yeah, but some guys, you know, are such a part of the organization and such a part of the community that, to your point, Alex, you have just a super hard time. Look, the Saints couldn't get rid of Drew Brees. He won a Super Bowl. He was a hero in New Orleans. The Packers can't just get rid of Aaron Rodgers, because even though he's a pain in the ass, he's a part of...
You're going to name a street after him. Like, 100%.
No doubt. All right, so listen, let's do this. Besides this game from last night and how it all transitioned into LeBron and Aaron Rodgers, let's take a look at the weekend, which Sunday night's the big game between the Chargers and the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll get into all of that coming right back. We're in the 7 Mile Casino Studios. This is Kaplan and Crew with Grande and the Brown Man. Stay tuned. All right, everybody, it's Kaplan and Crew from the 7 Mile Casino Studios, 7milecasino.com. To all of our 1090 radio listeners, we're happy you guys are here on a Friday afternoon. To all of our chatlins in our YouTube, make sure you're spreading the word. We're trying to get to 7,500 subscribers by the end of the year. We're 1,000 shy right now. Make it happen, everybody. To all of you who will be watching on television. Say again, Alex?
900.
We're now 900 shy. Mm-hmm. 900. Hey, listen, we're making progress every day. Thank you, chatlins. We appreciate all you guys on YouTube. For all of the television viewers, hey, TV viewers, you're only getting 2 segments of the show every day. TV viewers, you should be subscribers to our YouTube channel so that if we leave the TV show and you're like, well, what happened? I missed it. What happened? That's when you go to the YouTube. So you go to our Kaplan and Crew YouTube channel and make sure you are a subscriber so we can send you guys push notifications, especially when we're sending out short clips. All of our audio podcast listeners, I love hearing from you over the weekend, by the way, because I know you're out on a walk on the beach, you're out driving around, you're at your kid's soccer game, and you're catching up on the show, and you're tweeting at us for as long as that lasts. We appreciate everybody who's listening, who's watching on all the different various platforms. And
we might have to add,
yeah.
Speaking of catching up, we might have to add Cousin Nancy to the boat list.
Oh,
is she coming down? Is she coming in?
She's considering. She says she would love to come down and bring her son. So who does, by the way, our intro music for both the YouTube show and a bunch of radio rejoiners.
Bumpers. And the TV show, too. That mm-hmm. same piece of music that your cousin or your nephew?
He's my cousin.
Right. He produced that music, and we use it all over the place. So we appreciate mm-hmm. him. So, look. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, man, we appreciate it. And you mentioned Cousin Nancy. So this gives me 1 second to just promote our website, which Cousin Nancy is on me to do. KaplanandCrew.com. KaplanandCrew.com. And you think to yourself, well, why would I go there? I'll show it to you for a second, and I'll explain to you what's there and why you should visit our website. The most important thing is this. All of our sponsors are right here. So, for example, Alex has lost 20 pounds in like 12 weeks with iThrive. And Alex, if you click on that iThrive logo right there, you'll see that it's going to take you directly to iThrive Lean. And they're going to explain to you that this weight loss program is A, guaranteed, B, it's completely FDA approved. And Alex just took it off the screen because I guess it didn't load fast enough. iThrive Lean, guaranteed.
Doing a lot over here. Program.
I know you are. I know you are. You do a lot every day.
Need a new machine.
I know you do. We're going to get you one. That's the first part of our website is our sponsors. That's a reason just in and of itself to visit. But if you keep scrolling down a little bit, Grande, you can find everything you want from the show, where we're on TV, all of our new YouTube videos. And there's my favorite part right there, the Kaplan and Crew merch shop. I love the merch shop, especially now that Grande has decided to go ugly Christmas sweater. Don't exactly have ugly Christmas sweaters, but we do have ugly Christmas pajamas. You're not going to show everybody?
Are they ugly?
I think they're great. I love them. I just call them ugly because I think that's kind of a funny thing. Look at these. Dude, the whole Christmas line. The green pants, the red pants, the great friends sweatshirts, for pajamas. Alex, I love the hat, the Santa hat, the stocking.
They had no Hanukkah stuff.
That's a damn shame.
It is.
Anti-Semite mother effers.
Yeah, here's the whole shop.
Hear that, Browner? I go right from anti-Semitism, just the way you mm-hmm. you go right to racism.
Straight line.
Alex, if you put that up, I told my daughter Jillian, I said, it's 20% off right now. I mm-hmm. demand that you go buy some Slay Queen t-shirts. She wrote me back and said, I've already asked my roommates what size they wear. And right now, it's 20% off on Kaplan Crew. I love that one. The pink hoodie. I love that.
Me too.
And it's only $40.
In black. It's also in gray.
Dude, the $40 for the hoodie minus the 20%, you're getting that hoodie for like $32. It's pretty damn good.
Very nice.
Browner, you should rock a Slay Queen hoodie, Browner. Why not, fam?
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen, fam.
How about a Hey 20- King? No, how about a Hey King hoodie?
No.
Just remember, 20% off.
I'm working on
today,
other shirts.
Tomorrow, Sunday. Okay, 20% off.
I'm in. All right. Let me do this. So we talked about Thursday Night Football. And this weekend, a lot of interesting games to look at. I'll tell you guys kind of a quick little story. I was talking to my boy Van Pelt this morning. And the Browns are going to play in Detroit against the Buffalo Bills. Can you imagine that a snowstorm is coming to Buffalo?
See the snowstorm?
Dude, I just was watching some news this morning.
Man.
A snowstorm in Buffalo, New York is going to be so big and bad that the NFL has moved the Bills' home game against the Browns to an indoor facility in Detroit, Ford Field. I mean, it's Buffalo. That's what happens. It snows like mofo. But this
snowstorm, not like this.
Yeah, this snowstorm is apparently something that is so dangerous that forget about playing football. You can't move.
I'm going to show you a picture eventually here.
Yeah.
Of what the stadium looks like right now.
Okay.
Just like today.
Yeah.
Overnight.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't think in the history of California we've had this much snow. Like, that's like it was crazy. Overnight, man.
I like how somebody put a graphic up showing how tall some of the players were, and it was going to be more snow than the height of the player.
This is the stadium as of this morning, noon Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. OMG. I mean,
man, play that game, man.
Says the guy play from that Chicago. Game.
Play that game.
I mean, dude, it's just it's so hard to clear out the snow to play. Forget about clearing out the snow to have people in, but you can't even get fans. People can't even move around.
How are you going to get there?
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. That's the point. So
look, man, these are the same folks who jump through tables for celebration. They will migrate for days to that stadium to watch that game. It would be a historical event in the city of Buffalo, New York, if they would have played that game.
I think if you
sold
out, me putting my old man hat on.
Yeah.
If one person dies in this, it's a shame for the NFL. Like, there's no way they're going to take any risk of that. Well, I agree with you. Bills Mafia would find a way. But I also think some in Bills Mafia are not best of health.
You know? They're on the verge of, like, a buffalo wing heart attack at any moment.
Come on now. And then you get stuck. And I mean, what'd you say, brother? How many guys weren't as tall as the snow on the team? And you want, like, little 60-year-old dudes walking their way over there? Come on now.
Well,
they were showing how many 5'10 guys were on the team and how much snow was going
to
fall.
There's precedent, believe it or not. I mean, I actually looked into this yesterday. I was like, gosh, that seems so odd to move a game from Buffalo, New York because of snow. Not the first time it's happened, number one. Number two, Detroit seems to be the default for the Bills. Yeah. Should they
need to move?
You know,
in the Minneapolis Dome collapse, that's where we played.
Yeah. And listen, we here in San Diego, I remember the game. The Chargers were hosting a Monday Night Football game against the Miami Dolphins. Junior Seau was making his return to San Diego, and there were wildfires throughout San Diego County, and the air quality was such that that they, you know, the NFL said, let's move it, moved the game to Arizona. And Junior never came home to play at Qualcomm Stadium.
This is why all stadiums should be domed. All of them.
Well, it's funny you say that because Buffalo's building a new one and it ain't a dome.
They need to. We saw the plan. The rendering is spectacular. Put a roof over that thing, man. You don't need this. You don't need this. It's 2022, 2023. The Bears are building a new stadium in 2025, I think it is. It's going to be dome.
I got to tell you, I agree with Browner. I am not a fan of, like, week one Bears Niners. That wasn't
terrible
fun.
Game.
Nobody wants
terrible.
To watch that.
Terrible.
I think that football shouldn't be played in conditions.
Well,
and I know Hank. I know Hank Bauer probably like just would punch me for
rolling
saying
over
that,
in his grave.
But I'm telling you, like,
what do you mean rolling over in his grave? He's alive.
That's what you say about old people.
Yeah, but no, not when they're alive.
That's what I say about old people.
All right.
I don't think Hank's old. I think Hank would beat you up.
Probably.
Well, here's the thing. So the whole weekend will culminate on Sunday night, and I guess there's the Monday night game, but at least locally, what we'll be all thinking about is Chargers and Chiefs. And I, you know, listening to Kevin Keatsman yesterday in Kansas City, you got to hope if you're a Charger hater like me, that the Chiefs show up not underestimating the Chargers, even though they've got all these injuries. So Sunday night, NBC game, Chiefs 5-point favorites, and Chargers, whoa. Chiefs.
We talk about the injuries of the Chargers, but the Chiefs are without Juju Smith officially. The Chiefs are without Mecole Hardman officially. So they have their own wide receiver problems.
Let me tell you something. This is the kind of game, I hate to admit
Chargers
it,
going
to
win.
This is the kind of game the Chargers win.
Didn't want to tell Kevin that, but you saw he was like that too.
Yeah, I mean, this is the kind of game,
and they'll
again,
lose to Arizona next week.
Right. Exactly my point, that they'll lose games they're supposed to win. They'll rise up and win games they're not. The only thing I can hope for is that it gets late in the game, it's only one score, and Mahomes finds a way. Give Mahomes 10 seconds, he'll find a way.
It'll be a close game.
Yeah, let's hear what Brandon Staley had to say.
He talked about his receivers.
Okay, because you got Keenan and Mike Williams both back to practice this week.
From what I'm hearing is Mike is a long shot, even though he's practicing, and Keenan will give it a go. Here he is about.
Yeah, we'll trust what we see on the field, and we'll trust – you know, what we see from him on the field, because the player will ultimately tell you by how he is, how he's doing, and we'll be able to see if he's playing with that same, you know, pace that Keenan Allen's famous for. So, like I said, the highest percentage of care, that's what will be taken, you know, for to get him back this time and for him to stay back.
All right.
I love that line, highest percentage of care. Like,
yeah,
like y'all know who we employ, right? So, yeah. Like, the best he can do. is the best we will do.
Yeah.
Which is why we like to listen to the player instead, because we're not really.
We don't listen to the doctors. We don't really trust the doctors around here. Here's what Patrick Mahomes had to say. What is the setup here, Alex?
Talk about the Chargers.
All right, let's hear it.
And close games with the
Chargers. Yeah, because you understand, we've played two of these teams now. We haven't played Denver yet, but you know that they're great football teams. They just, in football, man, anybody can beat anybody any day. And so it hasn't gone their way in some of these games, these close, hard-fought games. But we understand how good the Chargers are. We're not looking ahead to being three games up or whatever it is. We're looking at what can we do to win today so that we can win on Sunday. And so we understand it's going to be a great challenge, and we're going to play our best football if we want to win.
All right, yeah, bring that attitude, Patrick.
That cameraman got there late. His white balance kept adjusting.
Yeah, it did. I like Patrick Mahomes' voice, man.
Do better.
Yeah, I've always tried. He does not sound like tried to do a Mahomes voice, but I can't. Like, I just don't got that
too high
gargliness in me.
It doesn't sound like he looks, man. He's one of those guys. He's almost got that Mike Tyson thing to him. Like, he started talking like, that ain't him.
Yeah.
who voices this? It's like one of them TikTok over voices.
I think there was someone in the NBA who just won a bunch of MVPs in a row. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they just kind of stopped giving it to him. It might have been LeBron. Like, because, like, what do we do? Give it to him every year? I think that's where Mahomes is at now. You know, he's so good. He leads the league in passing and touchdowns. And we're just, no one's talking about it. We're just like, yeah, he's good. But we're talking about other people winning the MVP because we're just used to it.
The other thing is that earlier in the season, people had thought that Buffalo had overtaken Kansas City and
they beat him.
And that, you know, Allen had overtaken Mahomes, you know, and Allen is just a turnover machine. And I know, again, just talking about this Cleveland Buffalo game over the weekend, I was talking to my boy Alex today, and I'm like, yeah, hey, man, it's nice. It's going to be nice and warm inside that dome rather than freezing cold and snowy out in Buffalo. And he's like, yeah, but then Allen's going to be able to throw this ball all over the field. And it's like, yeah, but he likes to turn the ball over a lot too.
Yeah.
So, but then again, it's that Cleveland.
Did you ask him about Deshaun, how that's looking?
I didn't ask him that, but that's next week, right?
He's back at practice.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying he can play next week, right?
What's week 11 next
Whenever
week?
Whenever it's the Texans.
Yeah, that's I think that's next week. So,
All right.
So listen, Chargers and Chiefs. Make your call, Browner. Who's going to win? What's the score?
I think the Chiefs are going to win. I think the Chiefs are going to win 35-24.
I think the Chiefs are going to go for something late to kind of put a game away kind of thing. They're going to go for it on fourth down to get to put the game away, and they're not going to get it. And the Chargers will somehow find a way to kick a field goal to win it. Gosh, and everything I just said doesn't make any sense.
Man, I hope you're wrong. Man, do I hope you're wrong.
You know, I think that their normal kicker's back, Hopkins,
mm-hmm.
which means Dicker the kicker's gone, which I liked him. I really liked him. And I liked how much the Sunday Night Football broadcast liked saying Dicker the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it just doesn't make sense. There's no reason the Chargers should win this game. And they're going to.
Just because it's the kind of game they win. It's true. Mm-hmm. Any other game?
He always thinks his teams are going to lose.
Yeah. Hey, Alex, I see the Cowboys versus your Vikings this weekend. Looks like an interesting game.
Sunday is a great day for me personally. Got to tell you.
Oh, here we go with the soccer talk.
The conclusion of the F1 season mm-hmm. starts at 5 a.m. in Abu Dhabi.
Mm-hmm.
World Cup kickoff, Ecuador, Qatar.
Get there in a second.
You're not watching that.
Get there in a second.
And then we
You're not watching that.
And then we got Vikings Cowboys.
Yeah. And Browner,
Chargers, Chiefs.
You got Chicago versus Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. I will be in front of a television at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Only person.
No question. No questions.
You don't have a first round pick, right?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
So are you like, do you want this to continue? Do you want Justin
Fields?
No,
I want them to win. Okay. I want them to win. Okay. I want them to win. I am under the as an ex-athlete, winning builds culture. Losing to get draft picks. The Lions have been losing and getting picks forever. The Bears have been bad and getting picks forever. And we just got a quarterback. Winning builds culture. Win games, and whatever pick you get, make the best pick available. When the higher you pick, the more you feel like you have to pick a particular player on your team. The lower you pick, you just pick the best player available.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at other games, by the way, over the weekend. I'm going to be watching this Raiders-Broncos game. I don't know why, but I am just
fired bowl.
I love this Raiders story. I do. And I just think it's so interesting to see these two coaches that have both been getting beat up all season long face off. And then I got Haykinged just this last game. I got Haykinged Cincinnati.
Another Saints game?
No. Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh. And my son gave me the Hayking my son said to me, hey, Dad, I think this weekend, because, you know, their season ended, he's like, I think I want to go on Saturday to see Pitt play Duke. And then I think on Sunday, I want to see the Bengals play the Steelers. Any help? And so he called in a Hey King. So back-to-back games on Saturday and Sunday in Pittsburgh.
If Jeff Saturday beats the Eagles, God, they're going to give him a contract. They're going to give him a full-on contract.
That would be great.
He'll get a Gruden deal. He'll get a Gruden deal. They beat the Eagles.
If Jeff Saturday beats the Eagles, I will not talk about anything else. And I will start the show with that. And I will directly call out Bill Cowher again.
All right, let's do it. All right. Hey, listen, as we're getting ready to hand off to a Football Friday here on 1090, can we get to a highlight of the day, man, to wrap this week up? What do you say?
Of course. It's time for the highlight of the day, man.
Do you want to get high, man?
I'm just really high.
Highlight of the day is brought to you by Torrey Holistics. Promo code is Got Your Back for the month of November. Got Your Back, all lower caps. Get 20% off your purchase. You spend a minimum of $75. Why is it called Got Your Back? Well, right now at Torrey Holistics, they're doing a peanut butter drive with Got Your Back San Diego. You drop off for every 16-ounce plastic jar of peanut butter you donate, you get a 1 cent pre-roll benefiting Got Your Back San Diego. So for every 16-ounce plastic jar of peanut butter you donate, you get a 1 cent pre-roll at Torrey Holistics this weekend. Also, I'm going to tie it into highlight of the day.
Okay.
You can't get stuff in Qatar that you would buy at Torrey Holistics. Mm. They won't let you. Yep. You know what else you can't get at Qatar?
What?
Beer. They Lies. Have officially banned the sale of beer in stadiums for all World Cup games.
Can I just ask a question, though?
Is that religious?
Wait, listen, the World Cup starts this weekend. People bought their flights. People bought their accommodations, and especially like European soccer fans. Drinking is part of being at the game, isn't it?
Drinking is part of the World Cup.
Yeah, and so
it is
I
a
love,
big part of the of a lot of countries that go to the World Cup. It's a big part of the soccer culture.
I just love that they didn't tell you this. Like, hey, are we going to go to the World Cup?
Until the day before,
right, we're definitely going to the World Cup. And it's like, hey, there's outlawing. They don't let you drink. I wonder how many people would have said, I'm not going. I'm out.
Budweiser get money back?
Oh, if you're Budweiser, what's going on? This is the statement. Had to know.
This is whose statement.
From the official FIFA World Cup. It's a long statement, but all it is that they're not going to sell beer in the stadium. So a workaround for a lot of people that have the financial benefits to do this.
Wait, did that just say Bud Zero? They're selling Bud Zero?
Right, non-alcoholic beer is for sale.
Ah!
Yeah, and I guess there are fan zones. Like, that's the only place you can buy beer in Qatar is in fan zones.
Do you think that they're doing this because they're like, look, we don't need a bunch of drunken soccer hooligans tearing our country to shreds? Or is
Bro, they had slaves build a stadium.
I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Well, they did, but...
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
I don't know the official, like, rules of Qatar as a country.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they are being very strict about all forms of alcohol. It's not just beer. I know people have been sneaking in. I've seen TikToks of people sneaking in bottles of tequila and bottles of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a workaround for a lot of countries or a lot of people that are going to the games and do have the financial ability to do this is if you're on water, if you're near ocean or sea or whatever, if you're on a boat, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Mm-hmm.
So the wives and girlfriends of the entire English team, they're not staying at a team hotel or anything like that. They got this massive cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
So they could live their lives like normal on the cruise ship. Mm-hmm. But then when they go on land, they have to abide by Qatari rule.
So
a lot of people are renting yachts and such to get their party on.
Can you do this, though, just real quick, speaking of all the soccer stuff and World Cup, just give us an idea of where this whole thing starts on Sunday. Like, just put up on the screen so we understand, because we're getting ready to get out of here.
I don't think I have a full schedule graphic for you guys.
No, but I thought you had something else. So
it's U.S.-Mexico. They don't play till next week. The World Cup's on Fox, Qatar versus Ecuador, Sunday, 8 a.m.
Okay, and then when does USA play?
I believe their first game is on Monday.
Yeah. Monday. Against
Wales at 11 a.m. and Mexico's first game is Tuesday against Poland at 8 a.m.
Okay, cool. I'm looking forward to the start of the World Cup.
Yep.
Brown, are you going to watch it with us? Come on, dude, get into it.
Nah, bro, I'm good.
Why, fam?
When they win a couple games.
Why, fam?
When they win a couple games, I'm in.
All right. Listen. Let me say this as we're on our way out. Everybody who's listening on radio, here comes the LA Football Network with my man Ryan Dyrud. for everybody that's watching on YouTube, everybody that's listening on audio podcast, separate finish for you guys. And if you're a hardcore great friend, you stick around because you never know what we might be giving away here in the final off-air segment. Radio listeners, peace out. See you Monday. All right, guys. What a great week. Seriously, what a great week. And I know next week's going to be a little disjointed just because of Thanksgiving and a little bit of travel and whatever. But we'll be on the air Monday of next week. We'll have a best of show on radio on Tuesday. We'll be on the air on Wednesday. We'll do best of Thursday, Friday. Everybody will be enjoying their holiday weekend. What's up, Brown?
You know what I forgot to talk about during the show today?
Tell me.
FTX told you so.
Yeah.
Told you so.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that crypto. You know how many people try to sell me crypto?
Yeah. You know how many people bought crypto and told you how smart they are because they're buying crypto and you're not buying crypto?
Dude, I had a guy tell me black people need to all invest in crypto because this is our way to financial freedom.
Mm-hmm.
It was if you did it right.
Yeah. I know a lot of guys that made millions of dollars in crypto, got themselves out of it. You know, like they sold out and said, I'm taking the cash off the table. And I know a lot of people that are waiting for crypto to, I mean, it's come down way, way, way down, but they have like a threshold of where they're going to buy back in. No different than any other stock, frankly.
Yeah, it's all fake. None of it exists, except it exists.
Yeah. Let me ask a quick question here. Should we also, because for everybody that's still here right now.
Buy crypto? No.
No, but for everybody that's still with us right now, yesterday we said, put a message in the comments section.
No, because you need to figure out how many sponsors, clients, friends are coming before we start. Doing this.
All right, fair enough. Because you know, we got Dr. Max A and the people from iThrive. Right. That's a four pack. You got Ruthie.
Can't count right now because it's not going to work.
You got Ruthie and her crew from Tory Holistics. That's a four pack. You got Bill Hagen, and I'm sure Bill's going to want to bring a couple of people. You're going to have the Penske folks.
We might be maxed out already, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Could be. All right. What's the plan this weekend, fellas? What's the plan for Wonderfront?
As soon as we log off, Brown is heading up your way to get our wristbands. And then as soon as I'm done with work, I'm heading to Wonderfront tonight.
Oh, you're going in early today.
I don't know about early, but as soon as I'm done working, I will make my way to downtown. Probably grab some food before I head in there. And then
I'll probably be down at like 6:30.
Yeah.
I would like to watch Saint Motel at 5. I don't know if I'll make it, but
it's cutting it close.
I'm probably there 7:30-ish, I would say.
So you're there just for Zach Brown.
I'm probably just coming in for Zach Brown tonight. And I'm not even sure if I'm going into Wonderfront tonight. Like, I'm going to come down. You know, those friends of mine that I have that have that really nice boat, they like to park it right off so they can hear it all, but they're not in the mix.
If there's room.
Dude, I'd love to have you guys come out on this boat. This boat is so spectacular.
Yeah. I'm down for Saturday, if you do that on Saturday.
So Saturday.
Oh, Saturday, I'm all in.
I'm going to be with Mar, and I know she loves that bougie stuff. So
yeah. So on Saturday,
today I'm going with a buddy.
Okay, Saturday, my game plan is I'm actually going to go to the racetrack at Del Mar. I have a horse running at 2 o'clock on Saturday.
What's the name of the horse?
The horse is called Bowl of Cherries.
Okay.
And I'm going to go see the horse race because Del Mar's got the Bing Crosby season going on right now very quietly. I'm going to go see my horse race. I'm going to come downtown. And I think I'm going to spend the day down at Wonderfront, enjoying the day, watch the sunset, the whole deal. And then Sunday, I'm trying to decide. I mean, I don't really want to be there all day because it's a football Sunday. There's a lot of games I want to see. What I'm kind of hoping to do is I'm kind of hoping to say to Rachel, here's my wristband. Take your girlfriend and you guys go have fun.
That's what I did.
Yeah, you guys go have fun.
That's exactly what I did.
And I'll be at home watching football all day.
What time is – so Kenny can fly at 5, yeah? That's what we came to the conclusion of yesterday?
Saturday
at 5?
Yeah. So. Hey, look, I'll just say this to everybody. Check Twitter, check Instagram. We'll let you know where we are and when down at Wonderfront. So for all great friends that are coming, we can all connect.
All right.
Guys, great week. Phenomenal, really. I want to say this. Thanks to all of our sponsors. I want to just call one sponsor out in particular, and that's Ride One Up E-Bikes. Because Alex and Browner both have their new Ride One Up E-Bikes. They're both loving them already. Right now, you can save $50 on your e-bike, plus it's a $400 savings on particular models. Alex mentioned he's got the limited model, $400 in savings, plus the $50 worth for our promo code. All of a sudden, you're getting like a $1,500 bike for like $1,000, $1,100. So I want to say thank you to Daniel Urbino, their CEO, for coming back and for giving the guys bikes that they're going to have now for a long time, and we can promote on social media platforms and, you know...
If they still exist.
Right. Well, and we can help, get everybody who
wants
one.
Facebook.
And we still got Instagram. So
Instagram's okay.
All right, listen, we got to go. Let's get out of here. Peace out, everybody. Have a great weekend.